A reading from the Gospel of St. John, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 21. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a large crowd was following him, because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread would not be enough for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in this place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments, the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because of a strong wind which was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were all frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they were glad to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Daniel Olson, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Luxembourg, Wisconsin.
Jesus said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Do not be afraid. That's what I said to my youngest daughter some years back when the power went out in a bad storm. There was a loud crack of thunder followed by complete darkness. Now, I don't have to tell you that when someone is just 2 years old, that sudden and unexpected darkness is about as scary as it gets. I quickly put my hand on her shoulder and said, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." That's what Jesus says to his disciples in our reading here this morning. The disciples were caught in a storm. We are told that the disciples had been rowing with all of their might, but they were able to make very little progress. The disciples were concerned about their situation. There they were in the middle of the night, out in complete darkness, fighting the waves. They were filled with fear at their situation. These men were well aware of the very real dangers that they faced. They were facing death itself. To make matters worse, the disciples see a figure walking out on the sea. The Gospel of Mark tells us that the disciples cry out because they believe that they have seen a ghost. Now, in our modern, more sophisticated times, we may tend to look down on the disciples for actually believing that they were seeing a ghost. However, you know full well how your mind plays tricks on you when you are in situations that are already frightening. You know what it's like when you're in a dark parking lot late at night or walking down the street or home alone by yourself. You know what happens when you hear even the slightest sound or see the slightest movement. Your mind plays all kinds of tricks on you. Your mind jumps to all kinds of conclusions. One thing is certain. The disciples were afraid. They were filled with fear. Jesus comes to them walking on the water and he says to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Well, we can certainly relate to the disciples' situation. You know what it's like to fear in your life. And we also know that our fears can oftentimes be very real. We often face things that are much more frightening and real than any ghost. Fear is the opposite of faith, and fear is death itself. Fear of death keeps people from living right now, and fear kills people's lives right now. You are very familiar with how that works. Why didn't you ask that girl to dance with you? I was afraid of rejection. Why did you lie to your parents? I was afraid of punishment. Why are you so jealous of your spouse? I am afraid of losing love. Why don't you move someplace where you can get more help taking care of yourself? I'm afraid of being put in a nursing home and having nothing left to do but die. Afraid, afraid, afraid. That's often the refrain of our lives, isn't it? But Jesus comes to us here today and says, do not be afraid. Why not? Because Jesus is with us. The disciples thought that they were alone, but they weren't. Jesus was with them. We often feel that we are alone, but we aren't. We are never alone. You see, Jesus was truly alone when he hung on the cross dying for your sins. He cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus was abandoned by God the Father so that he might pay for your lack of faith, for all your sins. Jesus' resurrection from the dead gives you the assurance that you are never alone. He comes to you in his word and gives you the assurance of his presence with you. He comes to you in flesh and blood in the sacrament of Holy Communion and dwells with you. Jesus has risen from the dead and overcome death for you. And do you know what? Because you don't have to be afraid of death, you don't have to be afraid to live either. Do not be afraid. What things in your life right now are causing you to be filled with fear? Jesus comes to you just as he did to the disciples in the boat and says to you, do not be afraid. When the power went out in that storm, I said to my very young daughter, do not be afraid. I was not scolding her. I was simply giving her the assurance that I was with her and reminding her that there was no reason to be afraid. Jesus comes to you here today and reminds you that he is with you. He says to you, do not be afraid. Amen.
We thank Pastor Daniel Olson for today's meditation on God's Word.